You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Game 3 NLDS. The Dodgers going for the sweep of the Diamondbacks in Arizona. Yu Darvish on the hill looking for his first career playoff win. Zach Greinke going for Arizona. Pick up the action in the first. Greinke in a jam facing Cody Bellinger.
Here's a pitch and a chopper to first. Goldie's got it. Steps on the bag and will not throw to the plate. A run will score. And the Dodgers get a lead. It looked like Goldie wanted to back up, field that ball, step on the bag, and then throw to the plate. But I don't think he got a handle on the baseball when he went to grab it out of his glove. Darvish ready on the pitch. And that's strike three call. Got him. Breaking ball over the outside corner. Marte has some words with Jerry Davis as he walks back to the dugout. One out. 0-2, and Goldie chased the slider way off the plate. Back-to-back strikeouts. Two up, two down, and five strikeouts in the game for Darvish. And Martinez went around on a check swing at first. They said he went. And Darvish strikes out the side. He's got six Ks in four innings. The windup and the pitch. And a fly ball deep left center. Peralta looks back, and it's gone. Out of here. Home run opposite field. Bellinger. And the Dodgers double their lead to 2-0. And the 2-2 to Descalzo. And a high drive. Deep right center field. We going back, and this one is gone. Home run Descalzo. It's 2-1. And a pop-up on the infield. Foul ground near the Dodger dugout. And Bellinger reaches in, falls down into the dugout, and he caught the ball for the out. And he's okay. Cody Bellinger with a tremendous play, leaning over the railing and gloving the baseball and then going head over heels. And the 3-2 pitch. He struck him out swinging, and the Dodgers advance to the National League Championship Series.
The Dodgers sweep the series, taking game 3-1, and return to the NLCS for the second straight year. Cody Bellinger, at 22 years old and 88 days, becomes the youngest Dodger to hit a postseason home run. The Dodgers will face either the Cubs or Nationals in the NLCS beginning Saturday in LA. A tough ending to the season for the D-backs as they're swept by the Dodgers in the NLDS. Manager Torey Lovello spoke after.
You know, you look for the positives and the silver lining and everything in moments like these. But, you know, I'm hurting right now as the guys are. And I'm sure I'll reflect on that at some point over the next several days. But for right now, I want to remember how I feel because I think it'll motivate me. And the pain and the frustration that we're all experiencing right now, I think the guys will feel that in a very normal fashion and digest it on their own. But I want them to properly work through that. I don't want them to dismiss the feeling and kind of bury it in the back of their mind. And I think they will. And I know collectively as a group, we're going to look back on this year as one that was very productive. And when that happens, I don't know. I don't know. I want to start to think positive thoughts, but I can't quite get there yet. And I'm not going to force it. I want to have it be a natural process.
Hey, Torey, walk us through the sixth inning. Was it more trying to get one more inning out of Zach versus trying to do a double switch?
No, Zach caught a little tailwind there. I think he was starting to make some pitches. I could just tell by the body language that things were going good. We just wanted one more batter. It was going to be Barnes, and then we're going to start to match up and bridge it to Archie. And that was my mindset. So we just needed that one inning to get through, and unfortunately it didn't happen. I thought Zach did a good job. He handled Barnes fairly well for the majority of the night and made a mistake, and Barnes took advantage of it.
What about Zach bouncing back? I mean, he had a rough first two innings, but then he managed to right the ship to try and keep you guys in the game.
Yeah, he did a good job in several situations. You know, there's a lot of damage control early on. He kept it at a one-run game. And he's our guy. He was our ace all year long, and I felt like he deserved that opportunity once I saw the stuff start to get a little crisper and there was a little bit of swing and miss with the slider. So there was a lot of positives for me for this outing for Zach, and throwing that one extra batter in the sixth made a lot of sense.
One over to the right. Torrey, I know you don't. You said you don't want to really look back yet, but at the beginning of the season, one of the refrains you had was putting a first brick in the wall of this foundation here.
Right.
And
right.
I remember that fondly.
Right.
And it just seems to me that regardless of the pain you feel today,
yeah,
you know, you've put many bricks in the wall, and that this is a very strong foundation moving forward to the
right.
future.
Right.
Plus, you can use the feeling that you have tonight mm-hmm. as a motivating force to doing better next year.
Yeah, Bear, I think you nailed it. You're exactly right. And, you know, I had a quick second with the gang and told them basically that we have laid a lot of good bricks down in our foundation. And this organization is in good hands with ownership and the front office, and I think there's going to be a lot of successful years in the future. And it doesn't happen by accident. You have to build that foundation, and that's something that we're doing every single day here. So we kind of work through the heavy lifting phase. We advanced to the playoffs this year. We're very proud of that. But, you know, my mindset is we haven't quite accomplished what we need to as an organization. But my promises to this team, this organization, this town, city, state, that I'm gonna work as tirelessly as I possibly can until we turn the page and win a world championship here.
Torrey, you had difficulty getting to Darvish today. Mm-hmm. What made it tough, and is there any difference from last time you faced him in August?
Fairly similar with the results. I know he drove up pitch count, his pitch count. I think he gave up three or four runs in that outing and maybe made some mistakes. But he held a very offensive team in check on that day, and he did a good job of that again today. He switched up his game plan a little bit and deserves a lot of credit because he was throwing a lot more fastballs to some key batters in some key situations than we maybe had thought. But he stood on his stuff and executed with a three-pitch mix, and he's got exceptional stuff, and he made it very tough on us tonight.
Torrey, do you have any clarity on why Goldie kind of struggled down the stretch and was kind of up and down during this series?
I don't know. I know that he's equipped to go out every single night and impact the ball, and he's always feeling like he will. And, yeah, I know the numbers weren't exactly what he wanted. I just think he was, you know, maybe trying too hard. I don't know. You might have to ask him exactly what was going on, but the swings were good. Just didn't have great results, and he had some big home runs for us in big moments. But you expect so much from Paul because he is the face of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and when you walk through a little situation like he did, it doesn't go unnoticed. Everybody pays attention to him, and but that's his responsibility, and it comes with the territory. I know that he's going to be just fine moving forward, though.
Can you reflect a little bit about what you learned in your first year as a manager?
It's probably hard for me to hit it right on the head, but I learned this is a great game. This is probably the greatest time in my life as far as managing a baseball team. You know, there's responsibility that comes with my job that I enjoy, and I'm committed to this process. I learned through the course of the year that, like I mentioned earlier, I'm not going to stop until things are moving in a great direction year after year after year, and this organization has won world championships.
Second row to the right.
How much of this result do you pin on the Dodgers being good versus you guys just not playing to the expectations that you set?
Yeah, I don't think the Dodgers played exceptionally well. I've seen them play better. They had a great streak in the middle of the season, but they played good enough to win, and they deserved to win this series. So, you know, my congratulations to that organization. But we didn't play our type of baseball for the past three games, and I think everybody that followed us noticed that we didn't pitch particularly well at times. I think there were spurts of good starting pitching, I think maybe offensively we hit a little rut. This isn't the time of the year where you want to just be average offensively. And I feel like at times we were going to get our engine started, but we never could. So I think it was more a product of us not playing well and getting beat by a team that played very sufficiently.
Torrey, you know David's got so much energy and he brings that to you guys, especially since you put him in a leadoff spot. Do you think he put too much pressure on himself to try and get himself and the team going?
I wouldn't say so. You know, maybe the first night in L.A. I noticed the guys were trying a little too hard. And once we got into the flow of the game and started to score some runs, I think everybody slowly relaxed. I could see some expressions change and we got into a good rhythm. In David's case, I feel like he's an exceptional hitter. He plays with a ton of energy, and it wasn't a great series for the entire team offensively, the entire group offensively for this entire series. So I'm not going to pinpoint it on any one person. I think that everybody came ready to play. They laid it out there all series long. You know, what I want to say to everybody that's listening is we gave it all we had, and I'm extremely proud of these guys, so I'm not gonna hold it on one guy in this situation.
Paul Goldschmidt, another outstanding season, but it comes to an end after getting swept by the Dodgers. He spoke after the game.
We could have been different. We gave it everything we had. We were good enough these past few days.
Hey, can you talk to me about the last at-bat? I think you battled for 9 pitches. That was your best at-bat of the day, right?
They were all out, so I don't think any of them were that great. Chase ball for there, so that's what I'd like to get on and give JD a chance. Jansen's one of the best for a reason, and you know, he got me Chase out of the zone there. He did a good job, and you know, Darvish did a good job, and all the relievers as well.
Paul, what's the feeling?
I'm proud of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, obviously their ultimate goal was to try to hit the World Series and win it, so it's disappointing, but guys gave it everything we had. Just came up short against these guys.
Paul, can you talk to me about your teammates and how they made you proud this season?
Yeah, they did a great job. And, you know, we started in spring training, and guys came in and prepared and played hard, and you know, we were able to accomplish a couple of our goals, you know, get in the playoffs and win that wild card game, and just came up short today. But guys were prepared, guys played hard. A lot of guys had great years individually, even as a team. It was a pretty good year. Not the year we, you know, how we wanted to finish with a loss, but only one team gets to win it.
Zach Greinke takes the loss, allowing all 3 Dodgers runs. He spoke after.
Some of them. Fastball command was probably the worst thing I was commanding. And I mean, threw probably more pitches over the plate than I usually do because they're not real aggressive. But I was going through that whole first attempt of the order. I don't think they swung the one pitch out of the zone. I mean, that's really tough to compete when they're not chasing anything or anything close. And so tried to be more aggressive even more so after that, and just wasn't really locating the fastball that great to get ahead enough, because if you come over the middle, they hit it really good, so you just got to make good pitches. Fastball command wasn't great, and then when I threw the other pitches with quality, they didn't really, I mean, it worked all right, but it was tough out there.
Did they have a pitch right into it?
No, not really. I mean, they're ready to hit, which is tough, but they're not chasing the pitch you want to chase. I mean, that's kind of what they do best, and they did it all series, and just, we got through the first 4 innings, I think it was, not throwing a lot of strikes, and then started executing a lot better the last 2 innings. But both those guys hit home runs on kind of pitches I wanted them to hit. And, so because they're not swinging the ball, so I just threw quality pitch and they hit it. And so there's not much I could really do about those home runs.
The Diamondbacks' season is over as they're swept away by the Dodgers.